Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. Number 29, do you know anybody who was born on February 29th? As I asked around here at KJN, none of us knew anyone who was born on February 29th. As I looked at the list of famous people, I didn't find very many of those either. But Chris will probably have a list of those on Wednesday for you. But the only ones that I came up with that are you know, a long time ago, the first one was in, 1468. Pope Paul III was born on February 29th. And this name will be a little more familiar to people. 1916, Dinah Shore was born on February 29th. So I'm sure there's some, familiar names that are a little closer to us in date than that. We'll probably be hearing those. But I thought first I was looking at the number 29. I always think it's fascinating to look at numbers. I'm not very good at math, but the numbers kind of thing is pretty fascinating. And I don't really have any math statistics for you today, but there are some things about the number 29 in science and astronomy. The atomic number of copper is 29. The lunar month is very close to 29 days. And Saturn requires over 29 years to orbit the sun. 29 years. And, of course, the one we're talking about, the number of days in February when it's a leap year. In language and literature, the number of letters in the alphabet is 29. In Turkish, Finnish, Swedish, Danish, and Norwegian. So if you know some of those folks, you might ask about their alphabet. Now, if you're a Harry Potter fan, the 29 has to do with their currency. And neither Chris nor I know about this Harry Potter little thing, but the part of their fictional currency is called sickles, and there's 29 of something in that. So the Harry Potter fans, you'll know what that's all about. In geography, the designation of Interstate 29 is a U.S. freeway that runs from Missouri to North Dakota. Perhaps some of you have driven on U.S. Interstate 29. It is the name of a town, 29 Palms, California. And in the military, related to that, the Marine Corps Air Ground Combat Center at 29 Palms has affectionately been referred to by the Marines as 29 Stumps. Not very complimentary, perhaps. In Ireland, one of their famous museums, it's an old Georgian house, it's in Dublin, is called Number 29. I expect that's where it's located on the street. But when people talk about Number 29 in Ireland, especially in Dublin, hey, everybody will know what they're talking about. In the military, I already mentioned 129, a significant number, but the 29th Regiment of Foot is a former regiment in the British Army. How about in music and entertainment? Anybody know any of these? $29 is a song on the album Blue Valentine by Tom Waits. And the track from which the Chattanooga Choo Choo, some of you know that song, the Chattanooga Choo Choo Train departs from track number 29 in the Glenn Miller song. And in sports, the retired jersey number of Rod Carew is 29. The Olympiad number of the 2008 Summer Olympics was the 29th Olympiad. And here's a sport that takes more sitting down than a lot of physical energy, more mental energy. The highest possible score in a hand of cribbage is 29. I've never played cribbage. I couldn't tell you anything about that. But I know we have a lot of folks in the area who do like to play cribbage. Now, some things related to February 29 as, you know, what happens on that day. Those folks, of course, who have birthdays on February 29 don't get to actually celebrate their real date very often. But there is a family in Norway, a Norwegian family named Henriksen, who holds the official record of the number of children born on 29th. So at their household, there are three children who celebrate their birthdays on February 29th, and I'm guessing they choose another date somewhere close to that. But they had a daughter born in 1960, and a son in 1964, and a son in 1968. Quite unusual to have three children in one family born on February 29th. Another record is the number of generations, consecutive generations, where children are born on February 29th. And this family had one person born in 1940. The son was born on Leap Day in the United Kingdom. The first one was in Ireland, by the way. And then in the United Kingdom in 1964 was a daughter, and his son, or excuse me, his daughter, was born in the United Kingdom in 1996. I think these dates are fairly recent. I'm wondering if perhaps some of those dates were not recorded before these dates that we're talking about. I mean, 1940, 1960, those are pretty recent dates when you look at history in the big picture. Very recent dates in the big picture. Well, one of the traditions that supposedly happened on February 29th, don't know if this is still true, kind of doubt it, things have changed so much, but according to an old Irish legend, or possibly history, St. Bridget struck a deal with St. Patrick to allow women to propose to men, not the other way around, every 4 years on February 29th, on Leap Day. This is believed to have been introduced to balance the traditional roles of men and women in a similar way as how Leap Day balances the calendar. And of course, that balancing the calendar hasn't happened forever and ever. It was the Gregorian calendar that put that into place. And in some places, Leap Day has been known as Bachelor's Day because of this, the women doing the proposing. But if a man said no, he was going to have to pay a penalty. So I guess the guys were really hoping the right woman would do the proposing. A man was expected to pay a penalty, such as buying the woman a gown or paying money if he refused that marriage proposal. And in many European countries, especially in the upper classes of society, tradition dictated that men who refused women's proposal on February 29th had to buy her 12 pairs of gloves. And the intention is that the woman could wear the gloves to hide the embarrassment of not having an engagement ring. And in during the Middle Ages, there were even some laws that governed this tradition. So I don't know what February 29 will mean to you, whether it's just another day or whether you, some people have parties and base it around the theme of February 29th, of Leap Day, Leap Year. But, it's most years we have 365 days in the year, and this year we have 366. What are you going to do with that extra day in your life? I'm guessing for most of us, we'll just fill it up as usual and move along. If you are born on February 29th, anybody who is born on 29th is listening, you know, it'd be kind of fun if you would let us know that and hope that you think that's good luck. Some people think it's bad luck to be born on 29th, but hey, you probably didn't have a choice about that. So February 29th, the number 29, some interesting things that relate to that. And as being born, counting your years, here are some things that as you grow older, you may have learned. Middle age or older age is when you choose cereal for the fiber, not the toy.